Hello, this is Ram Cunningham, and this is Ram Asks a Question, all a part of the One Prez Pod. This is where I will ask a question about faith that maybe you would like to ask, and Phil and Tasha answer. Hello, it is another episode of Ram Ask a Question, another One Prez Pod. This is Ram.
And me, Phil Blackburn, the lesser Blackburn Ram. 2 weeks in a row, no Tasha.
No Tasha, what happened to Tasha? Yes, another week of Ram Ask a Question, and of course, I've got lots of questions. This will be one I feel that will be pretty close to home for a lot of people out there. This is dealing with relationships, but more specifically relationships in religion, and maybe perhaps you're in a relationship to maybe your views are just a little different. And by being a little different, I don't mean A to Z, different ends of the spectrum. There is a God, there's not a God. It's not so much that, but there are some opposing views. There are some opposing ideas. And I think what the last 2 or 3 years have taught us, being stuck home with each other, is that I think that if we've always been that way, we've had several years now of being in each other's, I don't mean me specifically, but we've been very close to one another to hear these views a little closer now. Maybe we hear them a little more than we're used to hearing. And I guess my question is, how do you effectively navigate that, the differing views of we won't say politics, but even as far as politics and religion, inside of a marriage to balance it for the perfect balance for a perfect marriage? And go.
It's funny. So here's the problem. As most of you know, I am married to my co-pastor.
Yes.
We are both pastors. We are both Presbyterian. We are almost exactly the same age. I am 2 months younger. That's right, Ram.
Younger
than my wife. She went after a younger man and succeeded there. So I am not practiced in this area. I think it's so hard, and especially now when it's in people's face all the time. I think these things don't have to be barriers, but if you need your relationship, let's start with politics, right? Like if you need your relationship to be politically aligned, I would say why?
Mm-hmm.
Like why does it really matter? I know that we're super polarized and everybody's yelling into their podcast, yes, it matters. Mm-hmm. But does it really matter? Like if you convinced your partner to vote the same way you vote every election, would it change any elections? Like there's obviously, for you to have partnered with them, elements of their character that you love, mm-hmm, and respect and value. So it's not like you married some sort of wacko liberal or crazy racist conservative. And like, you know, if you take the worst parts of extreme political beliefs, those tend to bleed into every aspect, mm-hmm, of a person's
probably early on. And probably
right.
Early on.
You're probably going to notice that, right? Like, so like if you're sitting there watching Fox News and they're sitting there watching MSNBC, who really cares?
Yeah.
Does it really matter? I think no is the answer. Like, do you like to do the same things? Do you have the same values? Are you able to show and receive love to each other? Those are really important things.
Let's spin this just a bit. In your relationship, mm-hmm, that's very interesting, yeah, how you said that. Has there been something over the years that perhaps you guys have maybe a different view of, and then how did you navigate that? I mean, I don't mean vast differences, but surely there's going to be some.
Well,
things.
Like neither one of us like lead this church like we would if we were the only pastor, right? But like I compartmentalize, so it's like if an area of the church is my responsibility, it's my responsibility. If the area of the church is Tasha's responsibility, it's Tasha's responsibility. And so I just let it go, mm-hmm, as best as I can. That's going to be the theme. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Do you love the person or not? Mm-hmm. Do they love you or not? If they love you, and we're not talking about abuse, infidelity, deceit, treachery. We're not talking about any of that stuff. Right. We're talking about I want to cook the chicken this way and you want to cook the chicken that way. I vote this way and you vote that way. Religion's a little trickier, but who cares? Honestly, like, who cares?
If you're really making that affect your, I guess, relationship to that degree,
yeah,
maybe you're getting into it a little too,
right,
too much.
Right. If you care about Joe Biden or Donald Trump more than you care about your spouse, mm-hmm, or fidelity to that person,
yeah,
I have some real questions about, sure, your relationship.
Yeah, right.
Like, who cares? Mm-hmm. So that's that. Religion's trickier, and I mean, I've seen, this is where I have no experience except listening to other people, and some people work it out really well and some people don't. To me, it's often down to communication, like anything else that's tricky in a relationship. If you're talking well and in an unhealthy way about it, it tends to be okay. If you're not talking and you're speaking in unhealthy ways about it, mm-hmm, then it tends to not be okay. You know, like if you go to church, your spouse doesn't go to church, and you're like, I'm going to church, love you, see you in an hour and a half, and they're like, okay, and off you go. That's one thing. If you're going to church and you're like, you know, you're probably going to hell. I don't understand why you won't come. I don't understand what your problem is. I don't understand why you won't do this. Or your spouse is like, you know that's stupid, right? It's a children's story. You know it doesn't matter, right? Well, that speaks to something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it speaks to just a broader lack of respect.
Do you think keeping that conversation open and often is, mm-hmm, important?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, I think it's about communication and listening. Like, you know, if you come home and you're like, well, hey, is it okay if I tell you about the sermon? And then you're able to talk about the sermon and share kind of a couple thoughts you had about it, and maybe they're interested, well, maybe they're not, but they'll listen to you.
Mm-hmm. They respect that, right? Yeah.
Great. Okay.
That makes sense.
You know, if you come home and they're like, you're like, I'd like to tell you about the sermon. They're like, well, why? I don't care. Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know.
I one reason I asked this question, I have a couple. They're not from here, and they're really struggling right now, and they're kind of opposing a, mm-hmm, little bit in the religious realm, and I don't want to say that it's going to be the end of them, mm-hmm, but it feels like that it is, mm-hmm, and it's really hard to talk to them because, and neither one of them, mm-hmm, are Presbyterian, neither one,
yeah.
I mean, it's just two separate things, and it's
are they both practicing just in different churches?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yes.
Especially if you have kids.
Yeah, and that's had to have happened for ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I haven't seen this before, but it's pretty troubling, and, mm-hmm, they have kids, and it's like, how are they navigating it, mm-hmm, and like, how can I help them? My solution is, hey, stop everything, come to First Pres. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking of a family that I know of where one spouse is Protestant and one's Catholic, and they had two kids, and they kind of navigated it fairly well and kind of exposed the kids to both, and then the kids got to choose when they got a little older, but they respected each other.
Sure.
That's the issue. Like, they respected the decisions that they were making as adults, and then when their kids, they felt like, were old enough to make a choice, they respected the choice.
That's cool.
And so, but you think what goes into something like that? Trust, right? You have to trust that the other person's not undermining you. Mm-hmm. Respect. You have to respect the other person's practices, beliefs, and tradition. And then communication. You have to have talked about the plan, communicated as it's ongoing, and then talked about the outcome. Like, you know, stuff isn't magic, Ram. It doesn't just, usually.
I have a 7-year-old. Right? Everything is magic.
Everything's magic.
Everything is.
You know, but like, stuff typically doesn't just sort itself out. Like, I mean, to me, the big questions are in a relationship, do you trust each other? Are you communicating well? Do you respect each other? And I think if you look at those things from a faith-based perspective, Jesus talks to us about selflessness, about humility, about love of neighbor, about love of self. Those are all things you bring into a relationship, into a romantic partnership. And those are your values that you live out. And you don't always have to name them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the show don't tell thing, right?
Right, right,
right. Like, you don't have to stand up and say, you know, go up to Lindsay, your wife, one day and be like, Lindsay, I am going to cook you eggs. And it's because the Bible says that I should love my neighbor.
Right.
And you are every bit my neighbor. Yeah. If I'm going to love my neighbor, I'm going to love you. So here comes some eggs, Lindsay. Like, you know, that's
how I make eggs. How did you know?
I know. I should. That's too close to home. I shouldn't have brought it
that close.
But like, you know,
that makes sense, yeah.
But like, that's like it never should be a surprise that somebody goes to church, right? Like, you should never have somebody say, you know, I got to go to church this Sunday, and somebody say to you, wait, you go to church?
Yeah, do you know that that was probably one of the big... So I moved to Fort Smith in 1999. Mm-hmm. That was one of the biggest things, especially after I got in radio, mm-hmm. is going to church after knowing what I had just done Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the quote-unquote club.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I didn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't for a long time. I was like, oh, there's no way I can go to church. Yeah. And then telling people that I went to church. But now it's the whole sober thing sure does help. Yeah, it sure does make it a lot easier. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you, sir.
I mean, it's worth what you're paying for it. Yeah. I would say if you love your partner, spouse, whatever, that's the important thing. Yeah. And how you treat them, that's the important thing. I think anything can be worked out if the fundamentals are strong. If the fundamentals aren't strong, get to work on it.
Sure.
And takes two and all that stuff, all those caveats and stuff like that. But so far as you're concerned in your relationship, control what you can control, and those are your values.
Excellent.
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
Perfect, Dr. Why have we never called you that before?
I discourage it heavily.
I would. I don't know. Now it may happen, though. So, all right. Well, question answered.
Well, discussed.
Discussed. That's right. Not really. Just discussed. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Phil.
All right. Peace out, everybody. Bye. Hey, you've been listening to Ram Asks a Question, part of the OnePrez Pod. Check out our other content on this podcast. Follow us on social media at First Presbyterian on Facebook and Instagram. And check out our website, onepres.org, for more content, sermons, Sunday school classes, and devotionals from First Presbyterian Church. Peace.